Ha Mielski spotkało się z szerokim odgłosem w francuskiej prasie.
Roth Radio, a primera hora, Televisión Dave, solamente, yeah.
Roth Radio, we only do this because we love you. Play it, Brian, play it, baby. Okay, let's get back to the subject at hand here. Looks like there's a brand new video game on the market, and it's one called 25 to Life. It lets players choose to be police officers or gangsters, it says here. Points are scored each time the player kills a cop, a criminal, or a human shield. It's a concern because the words game and cop killing should never be associated together. That, to me, is a problem. West Haven Police Chief said earlier, this is coming in on the news from New Haven, Connecticut. What do you think? 866-313-3733. First call. You're talking to David Lee. Go ahead, friend.
Good morning, David. Hey, listen, I'm all for free speech as much as the next guy. Drop Bruce Willis in the jungle with a gun if you want. But cop killing games, I got to draw the line on that, man. Grand Theft Auto, when I played it the first time, I was shocked. Beating up hookers, shooting cops. You got to stop somewhere, man. It's desensitizing kids to violence.
Okay, where do we stop, actually? I'm not arguing or disagreeing or agreeing with you just yet here, because every one of our favorite television shows and movies, I think it's something like 65% of everything on television, somebody gets shot with a sidearm or a rifle or whatever. Every movie, it seems like, has somebody shooting somebody, and I see a lot of cops and a lot of people in uniform in general getting shot in all of these movies and TV shows. Agreed? Now, how do you draw the line between that and your kids seeing that and what they're playing on the video games?
Interactive. You're now going from what's on the screen to you being a part of it. And that's presenting a major problem.
That's an excellent point. I had not considered that. Wow.
You have holographic games where you're in it. You won't even be able to tell the difference between that and real life. I mean, it's coming down the pike. Where do you draw the line?
Yeah, I think you may have a point there. Because you know what? As like I said earlier, it sounds funny, but first time I saw Goldfinger with James Bond, I started interacting with that movie. I went home. I went home. I shoplifted a pack of Rothman king-size cigarettes like James Bond smoked. I made myself a gun out of a stick and some rubber bands, and I've been playing James Bond ever since. I started interacting with it instead of just sitting in front of the movie, and you're saying that this is what's going to condition kids. That's a fascinating thing. You say you have children, friend?
I actually don't. I just got niece and nephew. Maybe it puts me on the outside looking in, but, oh, man. I mean, you start seeing kids that are running drugs and running guns, they're a whole lot younger than they were back in our day.
And you feel that this glorifies it?
Not only glorifies it, it's putting them in a dangerous predicament of being like first person. They're not no longer looking at something on a screen and, hey, look at that. Look what that guy did. No, now look what I did.
Yeah, you know what? It goes beyond glorification, perhaps, and it turns into, hey, this is really a fun thing to do, huh?
It's a pleasure talking to you, man.
Thanks, my friend. Have a great day. 866-313-3733. Roth Radio. Go ahead, friend. You're on the air. What do you think about this video game? Is this an acceptable scenario? Is this free speech in all of its relative glory? Or have we stepped over the boundary here and started endangering some other members of our community here? Go ahead. Speak to that. I think we lost him. Go ahead and hit up the net. Oh, no, wait. We got him. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm not sure if you guys are talking about free speech or if you're talking about personal preference.
I'm talking about free speech and the capacity of somebody to put out a video game like this that depicts, frankly, a lot of what we already see on television and movies. And I'm not going for it or against it. I'd like to hear what you think about that video game.
Right. So they're right to put out the video game.
Correct.
That is free speech. I think those cops that you're talking about that are protesting aren't protesting the government to stop its distribution. They're protesting the people in the marketplace of ideas, not to support it and buy it. And just to your last caller, don't let your kids buy the video game.
But this is an academic conversation. I don't know if I can keep up with you on this. Is you're saying that it's okay for them to lobby against it and that is their right to free speech, correct or incorrect?
Yes, it's their right to lobby people not to purchase it. But I don't agree with trying to stop the manufacturer from producing it.
Okay, so you say if there's no actual legislation that it's okay for the fellas to get together, do the petitions, and lobby, etc. Do you think it would be okay for them to get together, petition, and file a lawsuit?
Well, you could sue. You can't stop somebody from suing, but I would not expect the court to honor that because it is a free speech issue, and they are allowed to produce that material.
I think
just like the song that you're, the person there in your studio was talking about, he had the right to produce the cop song. I would encourage people not to buy it.
I think you've got excellent ideas, man. And again, you know, you caused me to think. Thanks for giving us a call here. So what he's saying is that as long as there's no actual legislation against it, that it's okay for the fellas in blue to make the petition, to lobby to people's better senses. If, in fact, there's better senses required, I don't know that there's certain age groups that are applicable to this. Is it okay to condition young adults to this? Is a 6-year-old impervious to this compared to a 16-year-old? I'd be a little more afraid of a 16-year-old playing this game and doing that sort of repetition, that sort of repetitious playing, compared to somebody much younger. Do you think they can differentiate? When did you start playing cops and robbers, Animal? What age were you when you started doing that?
Well, I was pretty young, man, because, you know, like I said, I'm a Western fanatic. I used to watch Westerns, you know, Rawhide, you know, Bonanza. And then every Christmas, I always told my mom I want a Winchester and two-gun holster. And then, you know,
But every Christmas, you tell your wife the exact same thing. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah. And, you know, then I got where I could do tricks with it and everything. And then all of a sudden, a kid came to visit us from out of town. I think he was from Ohio or somewhere. He said, I got another way of making a gun. So he made the first pop gun I ever seen. You familiar with what a pop gun is, right?
A real gun, you mean?
It shot a .22.
Yeah, I know exactly.
Okay, he took like an antenna. Shall I tell how to make it on the radio or what?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, he made the pop gun. And then, like, you know, we went out back and we shot it.
Did you actually ever shoot somebody with it?
No, we just shot out in the woods. I don't know if we hit anything with it because nobody came up dead that day.
Next call, Hutch. Stop laughing. Hit the next call. And you know whose house this is. Roth Radio. Go ahead, friend. Cut to the crash. What do you think? Somebody there?
Hey, Dave, man.
Go ahead. You're on. Beautiful. Go ahead.
Hi. How you doing? Yeah, I'm a... You know, what the last caller just said is totally right. And what Animal's just saying just is right, too. I played cops and robbers as a kid. I played American militia against the American government as a kid. You know, I played in cowboys and Indians. And I was always probably on the bad side. I'm a cop. I'm a former United States Marine. You know, I think we don't give kids enough credit sometimes. Let them do what they got to do. Parents, you know, need to stay advised what they're doing. And, you know, the kids don't understand right and wrong. And, you know, they'll understand consequences if the parents teach them right.
You know what? I'm going to agree with you. And it's very interesting that being a cop that you would be so well-versed in this idea here. You didn't flinch for a second. You weren't making it up as you spoke. You truly believe in it. I can tell here. And I'm going to agree with you. Because on this basis, that what they're depicting on those video games is clearly everything that starts in afternoon television, specifically goes to cable TV, everything that you can find even in graphic comic books today are super violent stuff. And it's always good guys versus bad guys. The ultimate good guys, I'm sure you would agree, are the cops or some version of that. The good guys wear white, the bad guys wear a black hat. You follow? And if we were all in an Amish community and everything was nice and quiet and copacetic and we discovered that game instead of some kid reading Bible practice, okay, then we could all vapor lock together. We could all come to a stop together and go, oh my God, this is a big change. But I don't see that this video game is so much different than what's in the movies and television. Speak to that, sir, if you would.
I think your imagination, at least mine was far more graphic than any video game I've ever played. Books, you know, big Stephen King reader, big horror reader. My mind always came up with far more than any game could show me. And like I said, I don't think we give young people credit sometimes.
Yeah, you know, I'm going to agree with you. And I discovered this the first time that I started reading Huckleberry Finn. And my mom was all for it. And my pop, who was, you know, it's a curious background that I have. Last night, for example, I'm going to tell you who my father was. Last night on the Discovery Channel was Pelican Bay. There was a show on Supermax Prisons, and they had the one up in Pelican Bay with a special housing unit for all the level four lifers. It's called the SHU units. That's where my father worked. A lot of people point to Wall Street or point to a hospital, but I got to point to a Supermax prison and say, here's half of how I was brought up. And when I started reading Huckleberry Finn, curiously enough, it was my mom who said, no, let him read it. Because the N-word, you know, as far as our African-American community, is in there something like 260 times. And the very first chapter of it, they talk about when they have the pirate camp. And if you defy the trust, you're going to cut out each other's hearts and carve each other's initials into each other's bodies and send each other down the river. My pop had a problem with that because he worked with all of you in blue. My mom said, no, there's got to be a free speech issue here. I'm going to agree with you. I think we got to give the kids a little more credit. What do you think?
I wholeheartedly agree, because I know as a kid myself, I didn't want my parents taking away my toy gun, taking away my comic books, taking away the movies I like to watch. And, you know, and I consider myself to be a pretty good kid, and I was raised by a single mother, raising two teenage boys. I think, you know, it starts with the parents and, you know, let the kids grow up as, you know, trusted and everything, and they'll come out all right, you know. You've got to be educated, and that's it, you know.
Hey, thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. It's the free speech issue, right? I mean, these are points where we can discuss it here, but in some countries, they riot. You make a cartoon like what we're doing right now, because we caricature some of these issues. I make a lot of fun. I make a lot of bad jokes about it, because it's like sugarcoating a difficult-to-swallow issue. These are sensitive issues, all right? Especially if you're a cop. Especially if you're a gangbanger. Especially if you're a video maker. There's a lot of issues that come in on this here. 866-313-3733. Go ahead, take one more call on this, Hutch. Hey, my friend, you on?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think it's great. I'd like to be on.
No, you are on. What do you think about the video game?
Oh, what I think about the video game? I think the video game, it's all about power. I mean, the makers of the video game are out to get power. They're, you know, it's basically about money. The fact that people have weapons can, empowers them. And even the people that are protesting try to be empowered by getting their speech across. To protest it.
So you think that? Do you think the police have every right to go ahead and petition? Obviously, legally they do, but morally they have every right to petition against it and try and drive it out of business?
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. This probably symbolizes something, okay? The idea that it's a video game symbolizes the idea of free speech. That's what we're arguing here, okay? Let me expand this, because we were arguing the other day about that cartoon where some people disagreed, you know, with the right to free speech, and then there were riots in the streets. The cartoon of Allah or whatever with the bomb on top of his head that they put in the newspaper in Denmark. What about flag burning? Is that free speech? Because it's the same level of, you know, people being sensitive about it here. Is that okay? Because it's kind of on the, it symbolizes the same thing. They say you can't symbolize violence here. Okay, maybe we understand that. Maybe we don't. Are we going to start banning every symbol or every forum where we can find this kind of stuff? Give me a call, 866-313-3733. Take a call, brother. Take a call.
Yeah.
David Lee here. You're on. Go ahead. Did he bail? Hit him up. Roth Radio, you're in. Cut to the crash, brother.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sorry, I don't have my actual radio on. I was listening on the phone. I just want to say, regarding the video game.
Sure.
First of all, I have a absolute respect for police officers. So I think they're the most important people we got next to the military. But one thing I did notice, I work at a store that sells video games, and one of the games we got in, it's called True Crime New York. It's from the opposite perspective. It's overly police.
Okay, and, please explain what that is. That sounds interesting. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's you're just a cop, like an undercover cop or something. You go around and you just rough up a bunch of gangsters. And it came with a disclaimer in it saying that the NYPD doesn't like it, has nothing to do with it, didn't approve of it. And I just thought, I mean, it was interesting because it's a game. It's not supposed to be real. It's supposed to be a fantasy. I mean, I remember when I was 12 years old, I bought a walk-around kill dinosaurs. And I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, you didn't see me walking around with a gun. It's a game. It's supposed to be some kind of fantasy that you can't see in real life.
Okay, what do you think about animals' position, which is that you may be conditioning yourself to accept and tolerate that without even knowing it?
I mean, personally, I know the difference between this reality and fantasy. I understand that shooting something in a video game, it's a game. It's not real.
Yeah, but
and
perhaps you're
doing something in a game.
I think you may be describing you may be describing one thing that is isolated into itself. When you lump it in to all that cumulative value of everything else now that you see on television, everything that you hear in certain kinds of music on the radio, everything that you hear in the movies, okay, what you're seeing in a variety of other video games, you're throwing another straw onto the camel's back. How many police are going to have to get shot before we start to create a reversal of the tradition before we start to change what we see on these screens? Or do we care? I mean, is it the screens that's causing this, or is it just something else?
Yeah, it's a cultural thing, but the problem, it doesn't start with the video games and the music and the movies. It goes there and it gets seen by more people. But the fact that somebody could write a game or a movie or a TV show that glorifies killing police officers just means that at some level, somebody thinks it's either right or this is what I have to do to get by at my comfort level.
Okay.
That's where the problem lies.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to disagree with you here, is that we see cop killing routinely. How many Clint Eastwood movies have been biased on that? In every decent Clint Eastwood movie, either the sheriff or the police officer or the sergeant or somebody gets whacked. And he's venerated as a great actor and a great whatever. Perhaps it's just that we got to have some kind of happy ending to it. Is that what we're somehow hoping? What do you think?
The idea is always looking for a hope, like a happy ending.
No, what I'm saying is this kind of thing, would this kind of thing be acceptable to police officers if at the end the police incarcerated every other character in the game?
I don't know. I mean, the idea of the game is written from a perspective where the police are bad. I mean, a lot of movies and things have, I don't know.
You're reflecting on the bad cop video game. You're saying you're reflecting on the video game where the cops are the bad guys.
Well, no, I mean, I was just, Tom, and you were talking about the games with the where the cops are the bad guys, and you're some gangster going around killing police officers and glorifying. I was just commenting this one game we have has a disclaimer in it from a police organization, a very public police organization, saying that they don't agree with this depiction.
Okay, you know what? You've got a very good point here. I didn't realize that there was a contrasting view. There's a funny slip. Which game is more fun to do?
Personally,
yeah,
I don't really prefer to play either of them. I think that
yeah, but just for fun, this is Roth Radio. This isn't politics. This is Roth Radio. Which would you rather be, a bad cop or a bad gangbanger? My point exactly.
David Lee Roth on 92.3 Free FM.
Woof. 6 a.m. Woof. Woof.
Get up, baby. That's right. Roth Radio. David Lee Roth, New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Dallas, Pittsburgh, Cleveland, West Palm Beach. It's the davidleeroth.com on the internet here. Feel free to email us any kind of reflections on what's happening here. Let's really push the edges here. Free Speech Friday on Tuesday. let's really jam it, because we're talking about the video games and so forth here. And we started with just one guy talking about should we invade Colombia or whatever. That's free speech. Making the video games, these are common comments and common arguments being held in finer drinking establishments even as we speak, right?
Right.
Well, perhaps not this early. It's possible somewhere it's 5 o'clock, like Chesney says. I can guarantee it here. Oh, you got a thought there?
Well, I think those video games is like unfinished, because they show you cop getting killed or the gangster getting killed, but then when the game reloads for round two, they should show this cop's family crying at his funeral or something, just for intermission to let him know that it really can happen. Then like when a gangbanger, shoot another gangbanger, let him see him in the mall. Like I told you what happened to my son when he was like 13, then when they see that, then they might have another view on playing this video game, because then they would like know it for real. I feel like the game is incomplete myself.
That's an interesting view, Animal. What happened to your kid when he was 13?
Well, he played with guns, got in a little trouble, and then when he went to jail, they took him to the morgue and showed him what bullets really do to people. They even showed him autopsies and all that kind of stuff. People with their heads blowed halfway off because with the same toy that he was playing with, that he thought was cool to have. And so, it really scared him senseless, and to this day, he said he hadn't played with a gun since.
How old is he now?
He's 20.
And when he was 13, let me get this straight, he was working with a real gun.
He was working with a real gun.
And what happened with it? What did he do?
Well, he went and kind of got in some trouble with it. He shot at some guys. They shot back at him. He thought that was cool. I don't know how he got involved in it, because he would never tell me, so I didn't press it. But, he was telling me, I ain't going to never mess with guns anymore. And I was like, what happened then? So he started telling me, they took me to this morgue and showed me.
Well, he was 13 years old. He was incarcerated for how long?
About 6 months.
Oh, wow. And at that time, they did what they did to us in driver's education. They re-indoctrinated him.
Yes,
Clockwork
sir.
Orange style, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting call. 866-313-3733. I'm going to take one or two more calls on the subject here, then I want to spin it up into something real sensitive here. Go ahead. You're on Roth Radio. David Lee, you're speaking.
How you doing?
Good, friend. What do you think on this?
I'm a gamer myself, and some of this is just kind of ridiculous to me, because how can you try to get the government to draw a line anywhere when some of the games that are played are just so outlandishly, and the government actually uses some of these games as recruitment tools for the youth?
Let me ask you this. Is there such a game, a video game that doesn't employ violence of some sort? I mean, even Pac-Man, somebody's getting eaten, if I'm not mistaken here. Can you name me a video game where something's not getting bombed out of existence, or you have to rub out something, or something has to be obliterated from the screen? Is there any game you can think of that doesn't have a violent content to it?
That might take me a couple minutes to figure out.
Okay, well, I've got one of the fellas here. You're saying Tetris, right? Explain Tetris to us, how that's not violent.
Well, it's just the blocks that you got to rearrange and then, build the lines, and more lines you complete, the higher level you go.
And what happens if you screw it up?
You lose.
That's a violent result.
No, it's just game over. You restart.
That to me is a
no
violent.
No one dies.
That to me is a harsh rebuke. Does your wall fall apart into little pieces and you feel terrible?
The violence sells video games.
Of course it does. I wouldn't buy one unless it did. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. Let's really take it to the max here. What about flag burning? We're talking about free speech. We had an actor who said he's talking about politics. We said that's okay. We said, okay, well, what about video games? Free speech, we invoked that. The police are well within their rights to petition and talk against it. All right, understood, but that there's free speech elements here and that they should be able to make the game. Is there a rule, is there a law about burning the flag? Because I was arguing this across the street at one of our finer drinking establishments just the other night about the folks who were rioting because of the picture of Allah, or the cartoon, rather. And he had a bomb on his head, and how many people died because of that? There had riots throughout Europe, and people in the Mideast and so forth got way, way out of joint on this. Is this even a subject that in America is of great issue anymore? Come on, I'm calling from New York City by way of Los Angeles. These are two kind of separate places. Compared perhaps to the rest of the United States, because I got to ask the question, is there even a law against that?
Well, I know it used to be. When I was in high school, they always, have somebody let the flag up in front of the school. Then once it get dirty, they say, well, you can't burn it. You have to, throw it away properly and stuff.
But today, if I marched into Central Park with a video camera and I torched a flag, obviously because of the sensitive political nature of what's going on in the Mideast and everything, you know, there's going to be a lot of upset people. And because all my brothers and sisters in blue, the police and the fire and everybody have direct connections into family members who are in the military, etc., then there will be a problem of some sort. I would be extremely highly advised, much like I was last week by Tom Gisano. And I would take it a little more seriously than I did with Tom. But is there an actual law that says I cannot burn a flag? Okay. And if I did, if there's no law, and I'm wondering, is that free speech? I have no intention of burning the flag, but I'm wondering if any of you out there know this. 866-313-3733. And if we did burn the flag, if Animal and I wandered into Central Park, torched Old Glory, and like that, would there be a harsh reaction in the United States the way that the Islamic Nation, you know, reviled against that cartoon? Would there be a ton of calls and letters?
Or would probably stone us to death, Dave.
Well, I'm wondering, because you and I kind of grew up in the 60s and 70s like that. Again, that was an upside-down political climate, all right?
Yeah, you're right, because it might be changed now because like every morning, 8 o'clock, it was always somebody in the office, you know, saying the prayer every morning. They cut that out.
Yeah, so, there's a lot of places that don't even say the Pledge of Allegiance anymore.
Yeah. And that was one of them also. So, you know, it could be done changed now. So, you know, it could not even be a law anymore.
I wonder if Americans in general would have a big problem with that. Obviously, if somebody who looked like Al Qaeda showed up with a turban, wearing a whatever, mufti or whatever, then yeah, that's making an overt political statement about a specific thing here. But if I was just making a great free speech commentary somehow, you know, I was going to, just on behalf of free speech, marched into Central Park, torched the flag, okay, I wonder if Americans in general would have a real issue with that. Or would we just go, that is so 60s. If either you dig the country or you don't, and as far as, you know, a symbol of it. Because remember when the guy supposedly, and he did not, supposedly flushed a Koran down the toilet in Guantanamo Bay. And there were riots about this in other countries. People had a real meltdown because of that. The first thing I thought is, it's not physically possible to flush a book down the toilet. Second off, if you believe in what's the book, and that's not the only book, I can't believe that was the only copy of the Quran left on the face of the earth. Okay, so it's not like somebody destroyed the Dead Sea Scrolls and they're just gone forever. Okay, then what's the big issue here? All right, it's a symbol, but have we reached a point that's beyond that? Is it free speech acceptable for me to go and burn the flag? Or is there even a law in concern of it? I'm wondering if it's illegal despite a court ruling saying it's unconstitutional. I don't have any idea what this means. What is this supposed to mean? Go ahead.
Flag burning is illegal, but there have been court cases where the judge said that it goes against First Amendment rights, saying that it is a freedom of speech. So the law is still in effect, but it's basically goes against the Constitution is what they're saying.
Okay, so if I burn the flag,
it's like a loophole.
So if I burn the flag, then they'll arrest me. I mean, they would almost have to, just for theatrical purposes, okay, just to simmer everybody down, if in fact everybody's going to go ballistic. My question is do you care? I mean, I don't mean do you care about the states. I don't care what my question is not do you care what it represents. Have we reached a point where we accept that as free speech and that would be okay? Or are we at the same level where, you know, if there's a cartoon and because me burning a flag is a cartoon. That's a caricature of a political act. All right. David Lee Roth burning a flag is a cartoon. Is it the same kind of cartoon as the picture of Allah with the bomb on his head? Would there be that same kind of a reaction? Or is that free speech? 866-313-3733. What do you think? Is it free speech to burn the flag, Animal?
Oh, man. I'm pretty sure it is free speech, but I wouldn't do it, you know.
Okay. Let me take a call here. Go ahead. Roth Radio, you're talking to David Lee. What do you think?
Good morning, David. My name's David. I'm a 40-year-old male. I'm driving on the Long Island Expressway to work right now. And was a huge Van Halen fan in my teens and going up through my 20s. And
okay,
every one of your records was a soundtrack for my summer.
So what do you think?
About the flag, I was born on June 14th, 1965, which is Flag Day, American Flag Day. And I agree with your animal there about the flag burning being freedom of speech, but I think it's atrocious. I always have highly revered the American flag and what it stands for in the, from the country I was brought up in. Born here and brought up here or that migrates here to work here should respect our where you're at and the flag and all that.
Okay, so you think it should be illegal and that people should be, that there should be either extreme fines or incarceration for burning the flag? That
Dave,
defies the necessary limits?
I'm not saying that. I believe that it should be freedom of speech. I'm just giving you my point of view as a 40-year-old male who was a rocker myself for years that I think it's appalling. I'm just giving you my opinion. I'm not really...
Okay, I'm trying to clarify what you're saying here for the folks out there who are also listening. You're saying that it's okay that it ascribes to free speech to be able to do it, but that you disagree from a moral and an ethical standpoint. Agreed?
Thank you.
I agree 100%. Roth Radio.
Hello?
Raise the flag.
David Lee Roth in the mornings. 92.3 Free FM.
How is it quality on TV?
Oh, it's beautiful, Mike. It really is.
Your attention, please. David Lee Roth, first thing in the morning. We only do this because we love you.
Roth Radio. Free Speech Friday on a Tuesday, huh? Well, this is the news that's popping up in front of us here, and I brought up a subject that I've been arguing about. I'm not in favor of burning the flag. Come on. I love the United States. I've been in probably almost 200 cities in the continental United States. I saw something in National Geographic, the 200 most important cities in the United States. I started counting. I made it all the way to the end of the list here. I love this. I love the country. I have no intention of burning the flag, but is that a free speech issue? Should you have the right to do that? And I brought up the question, is it illegal? And it says here it's illegal, but that there are court rulings that are still withholding judgment yet that say that that ruling is unconstitutional. I'd be curious if somebody in uniform, let's have a soldier give us a call and tell us what they think about flag burning. Have we reached a point where we don't care, where we go, okay, we know what it represents, we love what it represents, it's a piece of material. Or do we still reflect heavily on it? It's one of these questions like where the fella, somebody claimed that the Quran got washed down the toilet and there were riots about that, okay? I wonder if we still see the flag as the same way. Animal, you were talking about when we were growing up as kids and it was a very different environment, different climate at school, right?
Yes, it was. And I was always taught, man, it was, you know, it's inhumane to burn an American flag and stuff. And, you know, like, and I feel like flag represent because, you know, down south, you know, they swung the Confederate flag with the X, you know. And then when I found out what it was about, you know, hey, you know, they still have the right to fly their flag. But I think about 10 years ago, they made them, you know, stop flying the Confederate flag down south.
And do you have any problem with them flying the Confederate flag as an African-American?
No, I don't. You know, because that's part of history. You can't shut that off. And yeah, I used to wear the little hat with the flag and the two guns on the front.
That must have been terrifying.
But I didn't know what I was wearing, though, at the time. I thought
that's
it was
what was
cool.
Terrifying. That's why it was scary. Okay,
yeah.
What would happen to you if you went down to Montgomery, Alabama, and you burned a Confederate flag?
Oh, man, I'll probably get in a lot of trouble for that, you know. But I don't think nobody would mess with me because of who I am. But, you know, I think I would get a lot of heat, maybe even get arrested for it. I don't know.
Let's take a caller, 866-313-3733. Go ahead, you're on. Roth Radio, you there, my friend?
Hello.
Becca, you're on.
Yes. Hi, Dave. Hi, Animal.
How you doing?
I have a question for Hutch, actually. What would happen... How would he feel if someone burned the Union Jack?
Oh.
I mean, it's not that, like, I'm of the opinion that it's very 1960s to burn the flag.
Yeah, and I remember it happening too.
I wouldn't care.
Yeah, well, it's very 1960s to burn a bra as well. And then when when Mia Hamm tears off her shirt during the end of the soccer finals to the cup or whatever, there's a bra and everybody has a heart attack. Yeah.
Well,
okay?
See, this is the thing. The bottom line here is we're being very picky and selective about what is free speech. There are lots of things that are free speech that are annoying to people. I'm sure not many people love watching the Klan have one of their little parades or whatever, but they have the right to do it. I get annoyed when I see people with pro-life bumper stickers on their car, just because it happens to be a different opinion from me.
Is it sports specific? Is it contextual? Like where you do it? Does that have a bearing on it? You say
exactly.
that it. You slow down.
Exactly.
You say that the Klan rally is an acceptable thing because it's free speech. You're not necessarily a Ku Klux Klan supporter, but because you feel that free speech is preeminent, that it's okay for them to make a demonstration. What about if they march up into Harlem? Is that okay?
No, well, it's okay if they march up into Harlem if they want to be that stupid.
Yeah, I mean, well, you're speaking because you know what will happen to them if they attempt that.
Well, yes. Now, see, this is what you just said to Animal about if he had gone to Montgomery, Alabama, and burned the Confederate flag. There would be a much different result in Montgomery, Alabama than there would in New York.
Okay,
you know? I mean, it's just a matter of where you're at. Everybody has their own opinion.
Right.
You can't, whether you like it or not, that's the beauty of living in America. I mean, I happen to be half British. My dad is British.
What would you think would happen to me if I went and I burned a flag in the middle of Central Park, perhaps as a theatrical acting out against our participation, for example, in the Mideast? I'm not going to do that. I wouldn't
would
do
have
that.
An absolute fit. I think some people would be on your side.
Do you think I would be incarcerated? Would I wind up in jail?
Oh, I think you would definitely get arrested, if only for just to shut people up. Like, oh, well, we arrested the guy. It's okay.
Yeah.
You know, that might be the only reason.
What if I burned a flag in Beverly Hills?
I don't know, same thing. I think if you burned a flag anywhere, if it was the American flag, like I said, if you took the Union Jack and set it aflame in the middle of Central Park, I doubt there would be the same thing. There's plenty of British people living in America, but
especially
I doubt
in
that
New York,
there would be the reaction.
Okay, thanks for calling. 866-313-3733.
Hey,
go ahead, man.
Flags won't burn in Beverly Hills.
I wonder what would happen. That would be an interesting thing. Go ahead, give us that next number there, Hutch. Go ahead. Roth Radio, who's here?
Hey, good morning, David Lee. It's Michael.
Where are you calling from, Mike?
I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio. I'm in the U.S. Army.
Okay, and what do you think about flag burning? What's your take on this?
I agree with some of your earlier callers and some of the stuff that you've been saying, that it's real personal, and some people wouldn't be bothered by it, and some people would. Just like down in the South, the Klan, you know, they can do what they want in some places, and other places they get run out of town. We in the military joke sometimes, me and my friends, said we ought to make flags out of asbestos material so it doesn't burn, and that would set, you know, stop the people from doing it, the right to do it. But again, if you did it at Haight-Ashbury or somewhere like that in San Fran, you probably might not even get a nod.
How about you guys, you and your guys and gals, your buddies and gals in uniform, how did they take to flag burning? If, for example, I walked out into the Central Park, which I would not do, but if I walked out there and made some kind of theatrical demonstration, burned a flag, what do you think the average soldier would think?
Absolutely. They'd feel insulted and hurt, and you know, it would be an attack on their pride. And you know, some of them, I think, would be able to handle that in a politically correct way, and some of them, you know, probably would lose it on you.
You know, as you're speaking about it, you cause me to think that if a politician, for example, did it, or somebody who was plugged into the political sphere of things, if somebody like Farrakhan or somebody went and burned it, wouldn't that be a little different than if the guy in Motley Crue did? Wouldn't you laugh at that?
Absolutely, I agree. And also, you know, an interesting context is, though, that do you know how to get rid of a flag when it's no good? You talked about when it gets dirty or torn and tattered.
What do you do?
We burn them.
Ah, interesting calls.
Actual, true way, that's the preferred way. If you got a flag and you've been flying it out to your house or at your business and it's old and tattered, you can call, like your local VFW or AMVETS or a military installation. You can give it to us, and we will burn it, but it'll be a proper ceremony, not a disrespect.
You know what? I'm becoming familiar with all of the ceremony and the behind-the-scenes traditions and practices that go along with the military. I was not aware that it was as complex and as important as you just described here.
That's the main reason I called, Dave.
Hey, thanks
great
for
talking to you, my friend.
Thanks for the heads up. Roth Radio, Hoo-ah, 866-313-3733. Next call, please. Roth, cut to the crash. What do you think of what's going on?
This is Dave?
Yeah, this is David Lee. Is this Travis?
Hey, yeah, this is Travis from Boston, man. Hey, Dave, just want to let you know, I'm a active Army soldier. I wear the flag on my shoulder every day. But I am a big advocate for free speech. And I would say, you know, you throw up the situation of, you know, going out burning a flag in Central Park. You know, I would be appalled by it, but I'll straight up tell you, man, I would not want to see it be illegal, and I would not want to see anyone beating one up over it, because it is, I mean, that's their free speech.
Almost part of what we supposedly are fighting for, part of the reason that we maintain such a huge standing military force is to protect the idea, at least, of free speech. Agree or disagree?
Dave, I 100% agree that they're... Everything that flag stands for is the reason why you can burn it.
And you know what? Right. I'm going to share with you that mostly what I hear being portrayed to me as free speech and using their option for free speech in America sounds like brain-dead drivel to me. Most of what people are participating in terms of free speech and the way they use free speech usually means it's going to be something boring or predictable, or they're going to try and justify some
or
personal agenda.
In their favor.
Nevertheless, do you think that folks in uniform in the military take it harder if they're burning the flag on CNN in the Mideast or if they're burning the flag in Central Park?
Well, you know, I mean, I can only speak for myself. You know, yeah, I'm sure they do. I'm sure they do. But, you know, I spent some time over there. You kind of, I understand some of the people a little bit more. But, you know, I don't want to say that's what they do, but it kind of just shows some of the narrow-minded thinking over there. You know, I mean, we're over there fighting to give them freedom. You know, I honestly, Dave, I don't think they can handle it. You know, I mean, we tackle this issue, the free speech issue, every day. All sorts of issues, whether it's, you know, porn on TV or something. You know, and we have an issue. And we're a young country, you know, 240-something years, 30-something years.
If I was in uniform, I would look at the flag burnings that happened, for example, in the Mideast, and that would cause me great disappointment. If I saw somebody burning a flag in Central Park, I would think, well, I don't know much about politics, but I know really crummy showbiz when I see it. And I would think of them as a retard. Would you agree or disagree?
I guess I would agree on that.
Hoo-ah, sir. Have yourself a great afternoon. Hit it up, Hutch. Yeah.